I'm Tommy Gimler. Jose Canseco is afraid of robots. He's worried that robots are going to take us down, or at least they've been doing so in the last 60 years. And if you've been following the Daily Upper Decker for the last 5 years, you know that we're all over this story. When Jose Canseco says he's afraid of anything, we're on it.
You betcha. And I'm Brady Matthews, and I haven't had an audition in a month and a half. Go for it.
And I'm Adam Ferberg, and today, Magic Irvin Johnson became the head of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers, proving to you once again that the AIDS epidemic is over. Yeah!
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right. Well, that's I'll tell you what. If I'm sitting over here with my tasty can of Miller Lite over here, the same cans that my old man used to throw at me, I would say that Adam Ferberg's going to look at this can and say, you know what, Tommy, that can is half full. And then Brady Matthews over there is going to look at it and say, that can is half empty.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, our friend of the show, Barry Guitar Murphy, is close to having a movie actually be produced, where he has like some a little bit of money behind it.
That's great.
And if that happens, you're in it.
Yeah?
I promise.
Thank
I
you,
swear
man.
To God, we will get you on the right track. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll get you shaved up again. We'll get you.
I appreciate
we'll
it.
Get you looking like a respectable.
It's been, let's just say I've been inside quite some time.
And it's not because of the rain.
Right.
It's not the fact that it's been raining.
I'm like Mr. Mom. Everything's going great.
This
is
damn
this
dollar
is when
shave club. It's not a dollar. It's a lie.
If you want something that doesn't shave your face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have the one that's the one blade that's tucked behind all of the plastic right there, please?
Yeah,
it's awful. All right, so let's stop. Well, let's jump right into the hot mess. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Jose Canseco's afraid of robots. A WNBA player says that she was chastised for being straight.
Yeah,
I mean, this is good shit.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It also means that it's a very slow sports week again.
Very
slow sports
when
week.
You know, WNBA is coming into play. It's pretty fucking slow.
Love it.
Pitches and catches reported a week ago. And ain't shit happening since.
Could care less.
Yeah, we don't even have a baseball story this week.
Yeah, there isn't one yet.
All right, let's jump into the hot mess.
Top
story, Magic Irvin Magic Johnson is now the president of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers. Jim Buss just booted by his sister. I think that was the whole like premise of Christmas office party or office Christmas party, right?
Right. Jennifer Aniston and T.J. Miller, yeah.
Yeah, that it was just like the sister wanted to kick the brother out have everything for herself. Yeah, pretty much.
I thought the premise of the movie was T.J. Miller was going to get arrested in real life the week of the premiere.
Is it really?
No, that was what happened, though.
Oh, did he really get arrested?
He got arrested like the week that it came out.
Do tell. This is why you're on the show. Well, Hollywood Insider Adam
Ferber.
It was
perfect marketing timing. I was like, huh, how can we get this movie more promoted? Easy. Let's get T.J. Miller super drunk and send him out into public the day before the movie comes out.
I'm pretty sure he just does that on his own, doesn't he?
Yes, he did, but it wasn't before a movie of his came out. You see what I'm saying? Like, sure. It was just perfectly timed.
Right.
In any case, I do like that this is the first time that I remember someone becoming the president of basketball operations. Usually it's the vice president.
Right.
Usually it's like you are ahead of the something, but you are not the head. You're not the chief guy. President kind of elevates him a little bit.
Well, this has to be like the furthest anybody with AIDS has ever gotten in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Like at any point did Prince own the Timberwolves or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Prince didn't have AIDS, did he?
Well, friend of the program, T'Shawn, was pretty adamant about, well, he just really didn't care where he stuck his penis.
Oh, is that a T-shirt impression?
He would take his penis and throw it anywhere. Sure.
It came off. That might have been the tip sign. It would come off and throw it at anything.
So yeah. So unless he owned part of the Timberwolves at a time, I think this is the highest hit anybody with the HIV virus has ever made it.
Good for him.
In the basketball world. Congratulations. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So he's already gotten the work, right? So he hired a GM, and the GM is like, Eric Gordon.
Sports agent.
Speaking of Indiana basketball, off mic, we were talking about how Tom Crean's done. You know, good luck. He's going to have his summer wide open. But Eric Gordon, former Indiana basketball player, he's basically just came out and said, yeah, my agent told me that he's the new GM of the Lakers.
The rumor was that he was going after the GM of the Warriors.
No, well, I think he went after, like, it's the blueprint, okay, according to the four letters. It's the same blueprint. So since the Golden State Warriors took on Bob Myers, who was nothing but an agent before, and that worked out so well,
they took
this guy. So it's Eric Gordon, Trevor Ariza, and James Harden. Their agent is Rob Pelinka.
Yeah,
not anymore.
He's the one that got got Kobe into the league, or he represented Kobe, is it?
Rob Pelinka did.
Yeah.
Oh, so this has been just brewing for years.
Yeah. So and I actually think Kobe's going to come in to be part of the organization somehow, some way, in the front office.
Well, that's great.
Personally, and that's what this guy was talking about, saying we're going to get Kobe in here too.
I think number one for the Lakers is they have to start getting some. Like, Jack Nicholson's probably going to die soon, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about maybe getting Leo DiCaprio to just take over right away.
Right. Tobey Maguire, head of basketball operations. Sure. Get him all in.
Listen,
there.
He's free.
Yeah, well, I mean,
speaking of guys you haven't seen in a while, where's that fucking piece of shit?
He's out.
Well, he's probably been inside more than you have, man, because he's probably just collecting those checks, the Spider-Man checks.
I don't know. Yeah. I bet you I got him pretty beat.
You guys are in the business, so how much do you think he's pulling down every week from Spider-Man yet? Do you think he gets like $10,000-$20,000 a week for him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he gets never have to work again money.
Really?
From Spider-Man.
For sure.
I mean, he wasn't smart enough to get the Nicholson contract, but it was up there.
I bet you, he's doing birthday parties and shit too, I bet. Just right around the corner, like, well, Toby, come on over. We'll give you $500.
That's what I loved about when Garfield got the gig as the Spider-Man in the worst of the movies was when he was actually working as the street Spider-Man. I think it was like a Kimmel bit.
Okay.
But he actually got him in the costume, like pocketing money, like working for pictures and stuff.
Toby Maguire, he was doing Andrew Garfield.
Garfield. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge.
So before we move on here in the hot mess, I mean, that's a big story. So what do you think? So Jeannie Buss kicks her brother out.
Well, remember, Jim Buss said this was going to happen. If he didn't produce a winner in 3 years, he was out. And it's been 3 years.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to give it time to fucking get these guys good. I mean, you hired a rookie head coach, Luke Walton. You got that kid Bynum. You got Randall, who's just now becoming good.
Well, yeah. Well, Randall basically had 2 years to get over a nasty knee injury.
Right.
That whole year of recovery, and then that first year back in the lineup is never really enough. So this is his first year of really being healthy.
And I can tell you, you can still see Andrew Bynum in Los Angeles. If you go to Bolero, just in Westchester, he's up there like four nights a week fucking chucking balls down the lane. Yeah, he's a good bowler.
Is he really?
He's a great bowler.
Is he in the league anymore?
Yeah, he's got like an Odell Beckham type haircut too with like the big blonde hair. No, he's out of the league, but there's another. Speaking of like don't have to work again money.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we'll see him in a white Bronco go down the 405 one of these days.
No, man.
Strong possibility.
That is possible. Well, you know, speaking of, like I was saying that he has, you know, doesn't have to work again money, although they're charging $9 a game up there.
That'll clear out his six-figure annual salary.
For sure. That'll go down. And if he's up there four or five nights a week.
$9 a game?
$9 a game.
Yeah.
Into a bag of popcorn and a fucking sack of nickels get you three games.
Yeah, right.
It's funny. The most recent Farmers Only commercial is about people bowling.
Hmm.
Yeah. You could tell that she had, like, the girl has, like, a black T-shirt with, like, the burnt orange Texas Longhorns look, but it's just guns. It's just two revolvers.
I bet you there's not one good-looking girl on that fucking website.
In the commercial.
I know. Of course. You're not going to put fucking fours in a commercial. You're going to put tens in a commercial.
Of course.
But I'm like, I really want to upload this app, and I want to see if there's at least one hot chick on there.
Right.
And what if you don't live near a farm?
Well, also, like, what kind of farm? Like, it doesn't specify.
Chicken farm? What kind of farm are we talking about? Pig farm?
Strawberry farm? Like, her thing is just
specific,
like,
all right?
I'm just looking for a place to crash.
Or just like, what about
you have
cannabis?
A house?
Can you be a cannabis farmer and be on there?
Ah, sure. See, that's great.
That's really interesting.
This might be a podcast in its own right. Like, just jumping on farmers only one day. Do they have phone numbers and shit on there? Or no, just you hook up online?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They certainly don't have email addresses. So I don't know
what
if anyone's got
a... Yeah, they got to find a way to get a hold of them, that farmer.
I bet one of the conversations is like, ugh, not another chicken farmer. It's all I need.
Well, is that what you have to do to, like, you know, to reach out to these people? Is it like Game of Thrones where you have to tie a note to the raven and like send it?
Right, yeah.
Because
you're right, they're not on their computer.
No.
Yeah, well. So anyway, Magic Johnson, congratulations.
Yeah,
new president
of
basketball operations.
I think that's a great, great move. I think he knows what he's doing. I mean, the guy started with baseball. He's a huge basketball player. He started with baseball with the Dodgers.
Right. And that seems to be going all right for them. They made it to the NLCS. I would honestly say it's one of those things, too, where remember John Elway comes to the Broncos and Peyton Manning is like, John Elway's my hero. I'll go play for him.
Sure.
So I bet you all these guys are going to be like, you know what? Magic Johnson's running things. Sure. He was my idol.
This is where they get superstars back into the game.
This just shows what kind of organization the Lakers are. They want to win. And so other organizations, like you look at the Bulls, or I'll say, like, look at the Bears. They don't do things that you're like, here, just do this, and it'll be great. No, they go, no. We're going to check out this guy over at Virginia Tech and see what he's up to.
Yeah right.
Because everyone's watching Virginia Tech, not Alabama or any really great school to get any guys. No. Let's go over here and get Bobby Portis from Arkansas. Let's draft him. You're like, what are you doing? Why do you think John Fox got fired? John Fox got fired after taking him to the playoffs, and they put in fucking Kubiak from the Texans who couldn't get out of the fucking first round of the playoffs, and right. John Elway won his fucking Super Bowl with him the next year.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
He's not even the best Portis.
Blueprints.
Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis.
He's not even the best Portis.
Where he started.
So I think it's going to be one of those things, because I think all the players in the league are going to be like, I love everything about Magic Johnson except the AIDS part. It's like, I love it. You know, how many girls he got to sleep with. I love how good
it
he was
shows
in the game. Yeah.
If you get AIDS, you can also get an organization.
Correct. Yep. It's not over. There's no reason to end things.
Like you said, glass half full.
It is. There you go. Welcome back, buddy.
Thinking. All full circle.
Look at you.
Don't worry.
I'll tell you who doesn't have a glass that's half full right now. Sacramento Kings fans moving on here in the hot mess.
Boogieing out of town.
Also, Cedric Benson doesn't have a glass half full.
Foreshadowing.
See what I did there?
I like it.
What did it said, Ben, do again? I missed this.
DUI. We'll bring that up in the pile. Yeah. The reason why his glass isn't half full is because he drank everything that was in it.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
So, arguably the worst trade in like years in the NBA went down Sunday night.
I couldn't believe it.
As DeMarcus Cousins, a.k.a. Boogie Cousins.
Boogie.
Got traded for the guy who grabbed his dick just a week earlier. Buddy Hield.
Oh, Hield went to
went to Sacramento. So it was for Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans. So congratulations, Kings fans.
Did they just pay Tyreek Evans $1 billion?
I think he's making a good chunk of change. But the best news for like the most positive thing about this trade for Kings fans is that your Tyreek Evans jersey that was once a cum rag is now wearable again because he's back on the Kings.
So dust off that crust.
That's right. Throw it in the washer.
The fact to think about that Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis are going to play together. Holy shit.
That's awesome.
All you need now is a point guard, and you guys could possibly go to the playoffs.
Drew Holiday. They still have Drew Holiday, so arguably their best player didn't even get traded.
Listen, you're now a playoff contender.
Correct.
Yeah. Where before Anthony Davis was out there fucking scraping away with bullshit.
Doing it all by himself.
Now he's got DeMarcus Cousins, which opens the whole damn floor up. Opens the whole floor up. Who's your coach?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Not even important. The gentry dude.
The coach is kind of like an afterthought in the NBA now. No one plays defense.
Whatever.
So we've
John
got
Fox.
There's two teams that play defense in the whole league.
The Kings got Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, Langston Galloway, and then a couple of draft picks that like may or may not stand because there's so many. There's so many like rules attached to him where it's like it's a protected pick only if it's here and shit like that.
Wasn't Buddy Hield like a total stud at Oklahoma? Or
at Oklahoma, he was great. So now get this: the Kings owner. The reason why they traded
Vlade.
For so little. No, Vlade is the GM.
Oh, God.
But the Kings owner said that the rumor is that he traded for so little because he thinks that Buddy Hield is going to be the next Steph Curry. So that's why he forced Vlade Divac to make this trade. So I don't know if you saw the press conference
today. That's unreal. I did see that.
So Vlade Divac comes out and someone says, do you think you could have gotten basically to the effect of something to the effect of like, do you think you could have gotten more if you would have waited? And he goes, no, I would have gotten less.
Oh,
and they go, how do you know that? He's like, because I got a better offer 2 days ago. And then it was just like silence for like 2 seconds. Like everyone kind of looking around.
So for a second,
like,
he answers the question correctly and then immediately blows it by saying, I threw away a better deal because the owner wants this guy.
Correct. So, yeah. So in so many words, like he just it was so shocking. Like I've never seen it before at a press conference where all of a sudden it was just crickets. And then someone was like, oh, wait a minute. Are you saying that you passed up a better deal 2 days ago? And he's like, yes.
So he's like,
talk to the agents.
Also,
he's like, talk to the agents. You'll get the deal.
Yeah. Wasn't Buddy Hield like nobody until the tournament last year?
No, he was good. He was a good player.
He was a stud.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just think it's hilarious. Did you see the other press conference when they asked DeMarcus Cousins, his agent came up to him and said, you've been traded to New Orleans during the press conference. Did you see that?
I did not.
Really? Oh, it's interesting. They go, yeah, you just got traded to New Orleans. The guy whispered in his ear. Then he walks away and they go, so it was perfect timing. The reporter goes, so what do you think of New Orleans? He goes, I love New Orleans. He goes, I love it. I love the city. I love the fans. He goes, I think it's great.
That's beautiful.
This is before anyone knew that he got traded to New Orleans, and he didn't say anything.
No, that's amazing.
Yet he said it all.
Look at that mullet.
Oh, Gundy. Mike Gundy, OSU. Woof.
Is he really sporting a mullet now?
Yeah, he's really looking to...
Oh, my God. I'm a man. Yeah, I'm 40.
That's him.
Oh, my God.
We are currently watching the live Arkansas Sports Waterfall. Center feed here.
But, all right, Mike Gundy is my all-time favorite guy. You know that,
great.
Right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because of that one interview, I think, is the greatest soundbite in the history
Pick
of sport.
Pick on me. He's a kid. I'm a man.
Come after
I'm
me.
I'm a man. I'm
so
40. He's sporting a mullet that he calls the Arkansas Waterfall, ladies and gentlemen. And that's true dedication to recruiting in the South.
Listen, if Oklahoma State ever fires him, they're losing all credibility that they ever got.
Does anyone realize his mullet, he named it the Arkansas Waterfall?
Yeah, that's crazy. Great. Right?
That's the best
that's amazing.
Thing I've ever heard.
I love that.
That might be on Urban Dictionary. We might have to check to see if that's on Urban Dictionary.
Just taking every book out of the Spurrier playbook. I love it.
God.
Oh, my God.
Sits on the back of his head like it's blessed from Jesus.
Anyone who lives in the state of Texas, forget Texas. They suck. They're going to suck for a while. Fuck Oklahoma, Bob Stoops. Go to Oklahoma State and win the Arkansas Waterfall, a national championship, will you?
Are you hammered?
I'm getting there.
All right, here we go. Arkansas Waterfall is on Urban Dictionary. It's a hip and fashionable hairstyle sported by folks indigenous to the American South or anyone who watches NASCAR for that matter. See mullet or Norco neck warmer.
And also, if you have that, you can hashtag it with Trump and and racism.
Another entry on Urban Dictionary for Arkansas Waterfall is when a toilet is clogged and you attempt to flush, at which time the toilet overflows, releasing water in all directions.
So is he – all right, this guy's going to come after our jobs like in a couple of years. When he gets fired from Oklahoma State for not being Bob Stoops, he's hitting the comedy clubs, and you know it.
Oh, the comedy clubs, he's also going to be a commentator. Can you imagine like him and Rex Ryan on the same set?
Oh, my God. It'll be almost as good as marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug.
Oh,
good
Bernie.
Old Walton.
I thought that was Bernie Sanders that you're doing because he said that too. So it was like,
well, listen, if Bernie had gotten the ticket, you know, Bill Walton would have been his VP. So it would have been the same thing. Yeah.
You know what I also heard? Arkansas Waterfall is a racist sex position, is what I heard. Also.
Is that really?
No, I just made it.
Oh, that's good. You might have to put that in because I would have bought that.
That's a future hot mess, or excuse me, the pile.
The factor fudge.
Factor fudge.
It's been a while since you guys been. That's right. You're coming back.
The format of the show. Excuse me.
All right, so we're gonna dial it back in. It's hard to take your eyes off the Arkansas waterfall over there, Mike Gundy.
Also, he puts bushwax in it, just so you know.
So we're dialing it back into the Boogie Cousins trade, which, probably the worst trade in the NBA in the last couple of years. It's so bad that if you try to do it on NBA 2K17, it gets rejected every single time.
Wow.
That's
every
awesome.
Single time it gets rejected. So the binary code kings reject the trade. The real life kings take it, and reportedly it's because the owner said that the next Steph Curry is Buddy Hield.
That's a huge bet. You don't have a crystal ball. Like,
no, and you don't trade a DeMarcus Cousins. You don't. You clear everything else out and you say.
The thing. Cousins is also known for being bad for the locker room, right. Bad for coaches. So it's
he's
like,
a coach killer.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Terrell Owens, like a Hall of Famer who destroys teams. You know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
all the talent in the world, but can't keep their mouth shut.
Right.
Sure.
So this is the same owner, mind you, that said that Nick Stauskas, the white kid that went to Michigan, they drafted him, and he was like, I love him. He's like, he's got the shot like Steph Curry, and he's big like Klay Thompson. And then they traded him to the 76ers.
I really believe that.
So that's just – if you see a Kings fan out there
is
sometime
this,
Maloofs,
this week – did the Maloofs sell them?
No, they sold it. This is Vivac.
Oh, no. So you have Vlade
and
Vivac.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vivac and
Divac. I like it.
Vivac and Divac.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. How about Brady Matthews? All right, Brady Matthews, great job. All right. Hey, we're going to keep the comedy show rolling with a dynamic duo, Vivac and Divac. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, ukuleles.
And we're Serbian. It's like Jimmy and Joey, except instead of Italian, it's Serbian.
I did that show 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
Shoot me in the eyeballs.
Oh, so if you see a Kings fan sometime this week, like give him a hug or take him out to a tit bar or something. Just,
sure.
I feel so bad for anybody who's still hanging on with any sense of hope. They're not going to win a championship in the next 10 years.
No.
No reason to go to a game.
No.
No.
All right. Speaking of no reason or reasoning, Kyrie Irving thinks the earth is flat, gentlemen.
Why? Who asked him the question? Who baited him into this? And who knew the answer? Because you know that they did.
I'm glad you asked this question, Adam Ferberg, because it was on a recent plane trip with his teammates Channing Frye and
They have a
podcast. And Richard Jefferson. Yeah, so it's a podcast called Road Tripping with RJ and Channing. And he talked about like a bunch of things and then started talking about like conspiracy theories. And this is what he had to say.
Right up my alley.
The only thing the internet's good for is titties and conspiracy theories.
Keep in mind, he makes $17.64 million. And instead of just going home and be happy with, you know, about it, like, mm-hmm. you know, having an NBA jam machine or something in his house and just like sure. drinking beers and having a good time, this is what he has to say instead. This is not even a conspiracy theory. The earth is flat. The earth is flat. It's right in front of our faces. I'm telling you, it's right in front of our faces. They lie to us. I think people should do their own research, man. Hopefully, they'll either back my belief or they'll throw it in the water. But I think it's interesting for people to find out on their own. I've seen a lot of things that my educational system has said that was real and turned out to be completely fake. I don't mind going against the grain in my terms of thoughts. And that, kids, is why you don't leave school early. This is why.
Well, this is. I think this is like a. There's a bigger.
Oh, please tell
issue
me you think the earth
here.
Is flat.
No, I don't.
Because we
earth
will
is
not
flat.
Talk about anything else tonight.
I don't
except
I put the microphone down.
The yeah. reason. The reason why a guy that makes $17.6 million a year thinks the earth is flat is again. It's just simple like education. All right, you look at like the top 10 highest paid public workers in the United States.
Yes.
Are all football or basketball coaches.
Ah.
And then you look at number two, they're neurologists, they're like the heads of medical schools, and they're making like the coaches are making 10x what those guys make. And I know it's simple economics. It just there is more money to make because people would rather go to a basketball game than pay money to go see surgery.
Right.
But that's what this produces, so we shouldn't really be surprised.
So what do you think about it? Do you care that Kyrie Irving?
No, like, I just think it's amazing that he got into Duke University. I think it's absolutely incredible.
Kyrie went to Duke.
It just shows
1 year.
It just shows that anyone can get into Duke. Anyone, right. if you just can play basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and, Duke's educational status.
You
is,
don't. Yeah, you don't hear too many of Tommy Amaker's kids
listen,
at Harvard.
If, this kid
came
couldn't,
this
if Kyrie Irving couldn't play basketball and had those thoughts, he'd be at Whataburger right now. cleaning the fucking dumpster
And
out.
He'd be fired after saying that.
For
hey,
sure.
Hey, get to my office. Did you go on Billy J's podcast?
Did you go on Whataburger podcast?
Like this is more an indictment of Duke than it is about American education, because Duke also produced Stephen Miller and Richard Spencer, so fuck Duke. All right? Duke, you just took like Kyrie Irving, Andrew, or Richard Spencer, and Stephen Miller. Fuck fucking Duke.
Also, if you draft
Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen, you're a bitch.
You're an
and
idiot.
And Carlos Boozer, go suck my dick. Fuck off.
So when there was a reporter at the All-Star game who asked him about it, and he got kind of upset about it, like, really? This is a big deal to people? And I kind of agree with him on that. Like, people were making a huge deal about it. It was all over Twitter. It was all over social media. Like, everyone. I had three or four different people send me the story, like, you have to write up on this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, fine. That's most of our listening audience, so I'll go ahead and take care
all
of
them. Four listeners.
Sure, yeah, we doubled this year, so I'm like, I'll write it for you. But my thought on it is like, I could give two flying fucks
right.
if he thinks that the Earth is flat, because who cares? It's Kyrie Irving calling the Earth flat. It's if he wants to donate $200,000 to the Rufio from Hook. He's got a Kickstarter trying to do a Rufio prequel because
right.
he Which thinks that's what people want to see.
Rufio all, prequel.
I love that people actually do this shit because like they raise the money and then they get sued by the studios.
Right. So if he wants to donate $200,000 to make that a reality, fine. I don't give a shit. However, I don't work for Pepsi. I don't work for Nike. Let's see. Who else is sponsoring? NBA 2K, Activision, PSD, Panini, Foot Locker. Like, I don't want this guy coming out holding up a shoe saying, hey, kids, come on down to Foot Locker and get this shoe. It's probably the best thing in the world.
Right.
Plus, hey, remember, the CIA murdered Bob Marley. All right, have a good day.
Right.
Like, I don't want him saying that shit. Right. So
yeah, but Tommy, the CIA did murder Bob Marley. Like, let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, hey, it wasn't cancer on the toe, all right?
I think... Just cut it off.
Yeah, it's cut the fire. Nope.
But I wear sandals.
Yeah.
You wear sandals.
No,
I can't do that.
I'm going to go out the way I want to go out.
So So maybe this is a podcast that we should do, the top 16 conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
I'm down.
And break them down. I think that would be...
I love conspiracy theories.
So there is, you know, I think once baseball season, it's just baseball season in July when it's the All-Star game. That's the slowest week in sports.
It's right, so sad.
Maybe
it
that's
sucks.
We'll cue it up for that one.
Yep.
And it'll be the top conspiracy theories of all time. All right. And so any final words on Kyrie Irving saying the earth is flat?
Pick up a book.
Yeah, just go back to school for a few weeks, bro. Just look up Columbus.
No, it's called look up science.
Copernicus.
Look up science.
Science.
That's it. Just science.
I believe in science. You ever see
Is that what he sounds like when he
Nacho
talks?
Libre?
Oh, okay.
I believe in science.
I don't you ever get baptized. I don't believe in it, okay? I believe in science.
Get that corn out of my face. That movie is the best. Underrated
movie.
For
underrated
sure.
Movie.
When he slips toast under the door and he goes, I made you toast.
Well, isn't it rated PG?
Yeah.
That's why it slipped right
past
me.
But it's so good.
It's so funny.
One of my favorite movies, hands down.
That director, he's so good at finding the silliest looking people and putting them in his movies.
Jack Black. Eat that one.
You don't see that nerdy Mexican dude anymore.
No, you don't. You don't at all.
All right, moving on here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Tom Brady really doesn't care for the dude who stole his Super Bowl jersey. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Did he find out who it was?
No, so no one knows yet. Now, a value of $500,000 has been placed on it by the Houston Police Department. Did you hear this? $500,000. You know how they came up with that price?
How?
Because Tom Brady said that's what he thought it was worth. $500,000, so the Houston Police Department put that price on it. Now, the dude from Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, says that it more like the value is probably closer to $200,000. But, you know, right now, I honestly think that you could find people up in Boston, $500,000, I'd pay it for that. You know,
what a dumb way to make sure people get it back is by rating it, like, no, undervalue it. Say, it's worth a couple bucks.
You could say that.
Just
You're
the fact that it's stolen, it has lost its value immediately. Just make up a bullshit story that devalues it, and then suddenly it'll turn up again.
Right. Well, I don't even understand why someone would steal it. You know, you can't sell it.
Yeah.
No one can buy it and
maybe
say, hey, this is Tom Brady's game jersey. Oh, maybe he's just that in love with them. Or was it Roger Goodell's
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you know, Goodell probably was like, yo, dude, real quick, go down and get his jersey when he's done, and come and give it to me when you're
Yeah,
and then he put it. And
it
then he put
Goodell's
it.
Last
and then he
lap.
Put it in the fucking shredder, just like he puts everything else in,
along with the tape,
along with the fun, along with the tape,
at the bottom of that right. trash can, or
and
all
you know,
the destroyed
and you know,
tape
he had Tom Brady. Skygate. You know, he had Tom Brady sign those balls, and he has them hanging in his fucking
right
in his foyer.
Yeah, right,
it's going
fully
to
inflated.
It's
the, going to No, I think that's a great one. Either that or like Roger Goodell took it and like put it over like his urinal in his office and literally just covers his urinal with it and it just takes a piss
just
on every single time.
On it.
So the Houston Police Department said it's worth $500,000 strictly because that's what Tom Brady said it was worth. So that means if you are the guy who stole this jersey, you are now facing a first-degree felony. And in Texas, a first-degree felony is punishable by a minimum of 5 years in prison and a maximum of 99 years in the clink,
so
along with a $10,000 fine.
You're getting at least six dicks in your mouth for having gone and taken Tom Brady's jersey.
Or you're the most popular guy in jail.
They let you take it with you to prison. Suddenly that's your bartering for not getting a dick in your mouth.
Moving on here in the hot mess. Jose Canseco is worried that the threat of robots is being taken too lightly.
First of all, why is Canseco concerned about fucking robots?
And
he doesn't do anything
can
anymore.
Can we get Canseco's Kyrie Irving's number? Because I feel like those guys would hit it off real well.
That's a show. That is your in. You're the host of the show.
The Earth is not only flat, it's made out of robots.
That's actually the name of my podcast.
The Earth is actually flat. Yeah.
And made out of robots.
So you could probably also get Darren Dalton on that one, the old Phillies catcher.
What did Dutch Dalton say?
Oh, man, he's crazy. He thinks that, like, every single night you go to sleep, like, you go into, like, an alternate universe. And, like, you're actually going through something else.
Well,
like,
in a spiritual way.
Well, I do that when I fight with my girlfriend. I actually just black out and go to an alternate universe. So I kind of get it. I understand. I can relate to that.
The difference is on alcohol induced.
No, I wasn't on alcohol. I wasn't on alcohol. It's just a spiritual ride.
It's I would take that. It's a spiritual thing. You do see other, like, you almost, it's a way to process your life in a different way. All those images that you see when you're in REM sleep.
I remember we got in a fight, and I heard crickets outside, and I actually wish I was one of those crickets. That's how bad we were fighting.
Well, whatever happens, unless you really want to take it to the next level just to see how far she would go, mm-hmm. never say what you said to me in the podcast a couple of minutes ago mm-hmm. when I said, so what do you think? And you were like, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
A great way to end a fight.
In the middle of the fight, yeah.
I actually say that all the time.
So, huh? What do you say? I'm sorry. I totally tuned you out there. The Bears are actively shopping TV. Jay Cutler. I totally missed that. I'm sorry.
No, actually, they are. Thank God.
All right. So here's what Jose Canseco has to say. The robot threat is being taken too lightly. These are all tweets. And that has 240 likes or like loves, you know, the hearts.
Yeah.
Jose Canseco says robots will not attack and kill us physically like in the movies. For 60 years, robots have been systematically destroying us in the clandestine economy-based war started when ENIAC was turned on.
First of all, Jose Canseco doesn't know the definition of the word clandestine.
Well, maybe I don't either, so can you help us out?
That's actually the name of my podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a secret or like kind of like a CIA operative. He operates in a clandestine way.
All
secretive,
right.
So
and,
don't get it.
And with like a secret mode.
And then what about ENIAC? ENIAC. The economy-based war started when ENIAC was turned on.
I don't know what that is.
Maybe that's a software company?
Could be. But speaking of, I mean,
I think the steroids are finally cutting to his fucking head.
The thing, robots
finally?
Are not going to, what are robots going to take away from Canseco? Because there's actually like a list of jobs that robots can't take away. And if he's really concerned about writing and selling books, one of them is artists. So a robot's not going to take an artist's mm-hmm. job away.
Right.
So he doesn't have to worry about that. He's going to write and sell shit and he'll be fine.
ENIAC stands for Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer. It was the world's first general purpose computer.
Okay. Well, a robot will take away like manufacturing jobs. All the people that voted for Trump because they'd bring back their coal jobs. His labor secretary, the guy that had to pull out Puzder, he specifically said that he can't wait until he can replace all of his workers at Carl's Jr. with robots because they don't get sick. So all the guys that who voted for him because they're going to get their jobs back was going to lose it to a guy who wanted to replace them with robots.
Is that only at Carl's Jr. or at Carl's
See,
Jr.?
See, now you're messing with Tommy's World Up because he's a big Burger King guy.
Yeah, no, because yeah, no, up by us, they don't have, in Wisconsin, they don't have Carl's Jr. They still have Hardee's.
Oh, it's Hardee's.
So, yeah. Hardee's. Oh, now I'm pissed.
He's the CEO of the parent company.
Hardee's is such a sketch. It is the Skechers of fast food.
Because I think that, like, when you have human beings, at least you can, like, yell at someone and say, God damn it, I specifically said no onions. And they feel really bad about it. Like,
right, exactly.
If you say that to a robot, they're going to slit your throat.
Well,
they're going to have no, like, emotional mechanism to say, like, I understand.
Right. Well, the thing is, that's the difference. When the robots gain real intelligence, when you complain to them, they'll just fucking kill you. So that's the real – that's the difference.
Don't say anything about the onion. Just eat it.
Yeah. But specifically with Canseco, he has nothing to worry about, and he's just peddling shit.
Well, you know, then he kind of calmed down a little bit and said, listen to me, all humans, we need to wake the fuck up. Already today, a fully robotized –
put that man on Alex Jones.
Factory reduces human jobs 90%, increases production 250%, reduces defects 80% while doubling profit.
Okay, well, that's true. Like, if he's concerned about manufacturing jobs, then 100% robots will take
over. Yeah, that's a good argument for robots, for having nothing but robots in my factory. All right, so if you're going to reduce defects, like, I mean, you're going to take away the fuck-ups because Jimmy John over here wanted to go out and watch the Lakers game late last night and got all fucked up and he's still feeling the effects, so he put the rotator spark plug or whatever in the wrong spot. Then he says robots control every industry, our food supply, our transportation systems, our healthcare, and our education systems, everything, all caps. Robots are stealing our jobs, bringing economic ruin to us human by human, starving us to death one by one. All that will be left is uber technical humans trained to service robots.
They took our jobs. That's what he sounds like.
Pretty much.
He sounds right. Yeah, so robots, we can put them with illegal immigrants.
Yeah, basically.
So robots, now I'm not calling them robots anymore.
Yeah.
Illegal immigrants, they're like, You mean robots?
Yeah.
Robots. Well, we're getting a little bit too political here, so we're going to switch it up, all right? We're going to actually
talk about sex.
Well, these guys might be having sex unwillingly in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for The Pile.
Woo!
All right. There it is. There it is. Yeah. The what's the little Dr. Pepper guy's name?
Justin Guarini. Culpepper.
Justin Guarini.
So sweet one. Yes. That's perfect. Do you want me to, like, slit his throat so you can get that gig?
Talking about the character.
We'll get you back out of here.
I have a good voice.
The college football vendor guy.
Oh,
because his
yeah.
name is Culpepper.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's funny, too. But, okay. Yeah, the other one, like, the, hey, fellas. And he's like mini.
Is that really Justin Guarini?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because it even says it like right in almost like the beginning of like a music video. It's got like the
that's awesome
the thing on there. All right. Hey. All right. So you're going to play the lawyer.
Okay.
The esteemed Adam Ferberg. You're going to represent these shitbags. And the honorable Brady Matthews.
Thank you.
You get to be the judge here.
All right.
Okay.
I'm
here we
terrible
go.
At this, but go ahead.
First up here in the pile. The New York Jets, Darrell Revis. This is the most action he's seen basically in a long time here, you know, because he basically nailed it in.
His career's right. toast.
He's garbage. Jets, Darrell Revis due in court Thursday on aggravated assault charges. So apparently here's the story. It was like 2:43 in the morning, and two dudes recognized Darrell Revis at a Pittsburgh area bar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's walking away with one of his pals, and someone's like, hey, Revis, you're Darrell Revis. And he acknowledges yes. And they pull out their phone and they start recording him. Now, for starters, my defense there is like, why do you need to record Darrell Revis at 2:43 in the morning? Unless he's like taking a piss on a tree or something, or if he's like, you know, if he's raping like a girl, one of you film it for proof, and the other one go kick the shit out of him or something like that, right? But if he's just walking away, like, what is this need to say you're Darrell Revis? I have to, you know, record you walking. There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
Right.
So they keep recording. They keep recording. He asks them a couple of times, like, hey, guys, just let me go, or whatever. Just
stop.
Leave me alone. So he walks away. Finally, like, they, you know, words are exchanged, whatever. He turns around. And allegedly, it was him that turned around and knocked them out for what witnesses said were like 10 seconds. Now, some of the witnesses are coming back and saying they're not really sure if it was him that knocked them out. But according to the video that the cops pulled from the phone, the man in the video is definitely Darrell Revis, but there's a, you know, apparently someone there as well. So he now faces four felonies and as well as a misdemeanor count of making terroristic threats.
What?
Yes.
Terroristic threats?
So he might have said like somewhere in there when he was punching the shit out of these guys, like, I'll fucking kill you. And that's now in 2017, a terroristic threat.
Jesus.
Right.
Not if he's white. let's be honest. They threw that at him because he's not a white guy.
Now, if he'd been playing for the Steelers,
right?
He would have been okay as well.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Adam Ferberg, defend your client, Jets cornerback, has been cornerback Darrell Revis.
All right. Number one, everyone needs to get over this incessant need to pull out their phone and start recording everything on Facebook and on Twitter. And fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. You put out this manifesto last week about how you're going to solve the problem of fake news with more fucking Facebook, basically. And this is the problem. This is where all that shit comes from. People are so obsessed with social media and getting likes and getting attention.
And views.
And views.
By the way, follow me on Brady Matthews 13.
That they can't just for 2 minutes let a guy be himself. Just because he's famous, you suddenly have the right to pull out your phone and start recording it. If I was Darrell Revis, I'd have kicked these guys' asses. Fuck these two guys.
Wow. I don't think you can swear in court, can you?
They deserve the bruises that they get. I'm Adam Ferberg. Follow me at Adam Ferberg on everything. Views and likes, ladies and gentlemen.
Take them all.
Darrell Revis should be free on the charge that these guys are assholes.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable rant. That might go down as one of the best rants of all time.
Hey,
the
thank
Daily
you
Upper
very
Decker.
Much.
Find us online at dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. The Honorable Judge Brady Matthews.
Yeah.
Well, how do you rule on this one?
I'm going to go with Darrell Revis on this, and I'm actually going to say that he should get a pass. I think he should not get charged anything. I think everything should be dismissed, and he should be able to walk free as a free man.
Yeah,
maybe
wins
just a little bit of garbage on the side of the road. Like, maybe Maybe after, like, if the Jets play sure. at
should
Heinz
have to
Field,
pick up their carcasses.
I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you ten. I'm gonna find you 10 grand. You get 20 hours of community service. Next.
Specifically, all he has to do is mop up the blood and like pick up the bone shards off the side of the road. That's it.
Next story.
Next up here in the pile, former Bears, Packers, and Bengals great Cedric Benson.
Great. Yes. For nothing.
He was arrested for DWI, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So, again, I think he got arrested. This is according to the Austin American Statesman. He's now 34 years old. And, again, my argument with Cedric Benson is nothing good happens when you go back to Austin. So just go to Santa Fe. Go to Oklahoma
to
City,
to Santa Fe.
Right? But it's just I get that Austin is an amazing city, but nothing good happens there. You get DUIs, you get arrested for fights, you get like in so much goddamn trouble. It's like every time he gets arrested, it's in Austin, and it's pretty much just like in the Big Lebowski. Stay the fuck out of Malibu, Lebowski, and you're going to be fine.
Well, yeah. I guess from what go ahead, sorry.
So he got – this is what I love about the state of Texas, that everywhere else it's a DUI, driving under the influence. In Texas, specifically, it's driving while intoxicated, DWI, which is in Texas you get to say DWI.
Maybe that's why.
That's why. You get a DWI.
Like George W.
So really, number one, Ced is just trying to pay his respects to the 43rd president of the United States, G.W. Bush. Number one, it's a very patriotic move on his part to get a DWI. And number two, listen, I just think that the city of Austin's out to get him. I think when you get busted three or four times and he's not on Cops, all right, how soon can I get one of my clients on the show Cops? Mm-hmm. I mean, Ced, take off your shirt, man. Just run around and be a part of the madness that is Cops, the longest running show in the history of Fox, maybe even longer than The Simpsons. So, Your Honor, what I'm looking for is a 10-episode deal with the show Cops, and we let my my esteemed client, Cedric Benson, Longhorns great, off like all other former University of Texas football players.
Now, right. Judge, before you rule on this, that deserves probably the Billy Madison thing, where it's like none of what you said made any sense. We're all now dumber for listening to
correct
to what you
so
had
I'm
to say.
So I'm just going
to
end it with, I'll give it.
Well, but you forgot this about the story. You forgot that.
Play for the Bears?
Yeah.
We spent a draft pick on him?
Guilty.
No, I didn't forget.
So he refused the field sobriety test, and when the officer asked him to recite the alphabet, Benson stated he couldn't do that because he played 8 years in the NFL. And he also said he was unable to count to a number past three because he played 8 years in the NFL.
But he sure can't remember to drive drunk home?
Yeah, he knows how to start the...
Well, again, 8 years in the NFL. Like, yeah. He was under the influence that he would not get in trouble because he's untouchable.
He still thought he was playing.
Right.
All right, so there you go, Judge. You can always take that into consideration. The Honorable Judge Brady Matthews, how do you rule?
I say throw him in jail for a little while. I'd say at least 6 months. Go get some drug and alcohol rehab. And never tell anyone you played in the NFL because you sucked.
Well, listen, I mean, all that on top of that, can we get him that deal with Cops, the show?
I don't even care about that. I want him out of my life. I want to hear a stupid fucking...
Let's go. Let's get him out of here. I got golf at 11:30. Yeah, let's go. And last up here in the pile, it's an all-NFL version of the pile. Stanley Wilson II. I feel really bad for Stanley Wilson I because this guy's dragging that name through the mud. For the third time, ladies and gentlemen, former Lions defensive back Stanley Wilson II has been arrested while naked. For the third time in less than a year, and this is the second time in a little more than a month. According to the Associated Press, police in Woodburn, Oregon, arrested Wilson after he attempted to force his way into a home and then disrobed. When police arrived, Wilson emerged naked from a shed. He was taken to Marion County Jail.
All right. Well, first of all, I think that my client is really just trying to reveal his second career, which is modeling. He's trying to become a model. And when the police showed up, he knew that dash cam laws were recently passed in that state. He figured this is the perfect time to show off his athletic, world-class athlete body and let everyone know that he's available to walk runways How long until it's Fashion Week in New York? He's just letting everyone know that he's available to work. Clearly, he doesn't have anything to do in the NFL anymore. So he's just trying to put himself out there. Second, it's almost beach season. So he's really just trying to work on his summer body.
Beef
and
up.
Again, exactly, showing everyone what he's got. So he's looking at vacation time. He's looking at his next career. And really, it wasn't like he got into that house. Nor did he disrobe until the police showed up, which letting you know that he also loves the police. He wants everyone. He loves them that much that he's willing to disrobe and let them know that they can have him if they want. He's just making himself available. Your Honor, I ask you to dismiss these charges and let my client date whatever police officer he wants.
I say put him in jail for 2 years for breaking and entering and put him in rehab.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
All right, let's move on here to our final segment of the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge. You, by the way, that's the voice of Jack Handy, one of the great SNL writers.
Oh, yeah, remember, the Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
And he would write sketches for them.
Right. Oh, the best one, the best. No, that was Tim Herlihy, wasn't it?
But he
was the voice of Jack Handy. Okay, yeah. All right, I read you. So the best Jack Handy one ever was, when I was a kid, I was unlike other kids. I hated clowns. And I guess it's because of the fact that a clown killed my father.
My favorite was... I believe that we should do things for our children, but not our children's children, because I don't think children should be having sex.
Those are great.
I don't have one. I didn't know you guys took me for a loop.
Oh, yeah. Do yourself a favor while you're holed up in here.
Jack.
Trying to find yourself. Yeah.
The deep thoughts.
All right, guys. I did an Evergreen podcast. I did an Evergreen podcast with the good guys here at the Daily Upper Decker, Barry Guitar Murphy and Gary Dudak from TMZ. We all got together over the weekend when it was raining. We were like, hey, let's shit out a couple of these podcasts. We're like, when we're out of town, you have a show, when you have whatever it is that you do. And then, you know, I was like, we gotta pump out a couple of these podcasts that the Crab Diving Network and, Vegas Rocks, you know, what they got to have something that they can go to. Instead of just replaying the previous week's podcast because it's old news.
Right.
So what we decided to do, we came up with the 16 most unfortunate names in the history of sports. And hot damn, it was a dandy. It was a ton of fun breaking down. So we put it in like a bracket since March Madness is right around the corner. And we went from the 16 most unfortunate names and we worked it down to just one. And I can't tell you who won. You're going to have to listen to the podcast in a couple of weeks. But It was a lot of fun, and I said, I've got to get these guys included on it. I got to get Brady Matthews and Adam Ferber. You guys got to have as much fun with this. Now, the special thing about today's Fact or Fudge segment is that whoever wins between the two of you is going home with that luscious, I call it just tits clothing. And he didn't even tell me to say this, but our old pal Andy Ostroff works at Flag and Anthem Clothing in New York. And he sent me some shirts, and you can go to the Daily Upper Decker at dailyupperdecker.com. And all Dud readers get 20% off their first purchase. All you have to do is type in the code DAILYANTHEM at the end, and you get 20% off. So he sent me some shirts, and I was like, you know what? I've got one extra shirt here. I'm going to bring it to the guys. Now, whoever wins this Fact or Fudge segment, you're going home with
is
that
the
shirt.
The one you didn't want?
Right there. No, I actually have one. Look, it looks just like this one.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So I was like, they're pretty close. I'll keep this one. I'll give that one to whoever wins the Fact or Fudge segment. That leads us to today's question. Based off of the other podcast, the 16 most unfortunate names in the history of sports, is this dick an athlete or not? So I'm going to give you the name of a man or something with the word dick in it, and you have to tell me yes, that was actually an athlete. Could be football player, hockey player, basketball, baseball, whatever. That was actually an athlete, or no, that was not. Okay. Fact or fudge.
Got
all
it.
Right. So who won between the two of you last time?
Brady did.
Okay, great. So Brady Matthews, the Started honorable off. Brady Matthews, you get to start us off. So here we go. Is this the name of an athlete or not? Johnny Dickshot. Johnny Dickshot.
No.
That is incorrect. That was actually the number one seed in our bracket, Johnny Dickshot. So he was a major league outfielder.
Dickshot? I've never heard of him.
Johnny Dickshot. Yeah. And that was like really the name that I saw that was like, oh my God, I got to do this podcast. So the dude was named Johnny Dickshot. He had 7 home runs. He was from Waukegan, Illinois.
Wow. My hometown. I played soccer there and froze my nuts off.
played for the White Sox, the Giants, the New York Giants before they moved to San Fran, and the Pittsburgh
snowing
all the time,
and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
So you remember those gray little shitty shorts they give you?
Yeah,
assholes.
Awful.
Yeah, you get over to the sidelines. And you had one in Capri Sun. You can never put your stupid straw in. And then you get some shitty oranges.
Capri Sun. It was basically a bag of ice, dude. Like just a solid brick.
I ended up just putting in any hole and just fucking shooting it down.
He also didn't play between 1940 and 43.
War.
Oh, well, that's
the war.
Okay.
Yeah, the war. So either, you know, I think they played baseball in there, so he might have been an American hero as well, Johnny Dickshot. And he must have had a lot of pent-up aggression, too, to take over and fight those commie bastards.
Yeah,
All right.
Every time the bat hit the ball, he'd have PTSD.
All right, so that is wrong. Great. So Brady Matthews, the Honorable Brady Matthews, he still has zero.
So these names go all the way back to 1940s.
They go back a ways sometimes. Okay. All right.
So I'm assuming if the word dick is in there, it's old.
Well, it could be old or it could not be a name at all. You never know.
Right. What about Richard?
Here we go. Okay. Dick Shiner.
That's a name. That's a real name.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Dick Shiner is actually an athlete. And
it's got to be old name, though.
Yeah, this is definitely not like...
Because you know they called him Richard. They didn't call him Dick.
Right.
Unless back then they didn't think the word Dick is as funny as it is in 2017.
Everyone nowadays is known as Rich.
No, they did call him Dick. So because it's Richard Earl Dick Shiner is a former professional American football quarterback who played 11 National Football League seasons from 64 to 74.
I knew the name somewhere. I'd heard it.
He also played for the Steelers.
Okay.
So, Pittsburgh. Everyone's related. All these dick names always go back to Pittsburgh.
He was the guy that Terry Bradshaw replaced.
Ooh, I wonder if it is.
I think it is.
Because, let's see, he played until 69 in Pittsburgh, and then he went to the Giants, Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots.
Bradshaw came in, and they started to win. So, and I think, I don't know if Bradshaw was the guy. But you know who Bradshaw played with at Louisiana Tech?
As Pittsburgh took future Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw with the first pick in the 1970 draft, Shiner left the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I know who he played with. Nut Sack.
Robertson. Phil Robertson of the, Duck Dynasty family.
Come on.
No, I'm not making that up. Phil Robertson played.
He seems like he was a bad man somehow, some way.
Seems to me like Phil Robertson belonged at like Ole Miss.
At Louisiana Tech University.
Close enough. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got 1 for Adam Furberg, 0 for the Honorable Brady Matthews, but it's still anybody's game here. In fact or fudge. Brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Is this the name of an athlete or not? Dick Chomper. Dick Chomper.
Oh, God, no.
It is not.
Dick Chomper.
Chomper.
But who knows?
God, well, what an unfortunate Dick Shiner. Prostitute name.
You can spell Chomper different.
Dick Shiner has an Urban Dictionary entry. So,
when you punch Arkansas the clown mullet a little too much, you get a Dick Shiner.
A Dick Chomper is a person who eats a lot of dick or sucks a lot of dick. A whore.
Really?
A whore or gay homo.
What the fuck?
This got 12 likes, too.
Jesus Christ.
Anyone can be called this, though. So in a sentence, John says, who is that motherfucker? Mark says, him? He is a dirty dick chomper.
He's not just a dick chomper.
I think they said that in Expendables.
It was definitely a
shitty
two.
Movie.
Definitely a
Schwarzenegger
two.
Saying it. He was a dirty dick
chomper. I'm not kidding. I saw the Expendables 3. One, so bad, but two... None of them die. Not one. Not one of them.
That's called a bad movie.
It's so bad. Just kill someone. Get rid of Jet Li. At least kill him. Because I'm racist.
All right, so we've got 1 for Brady Matthews, 1 for Adam Furberg. Furberg, is this a dick who is an athlete or not?
Got it.
Dick Ohms. Dick Ohms.
That's a player.
That is incorrect. Dick Ohms is a gay wigger, according to the Urban Dictionary. Likes to screw other men, wants to be a Pomeranski, fantasizes about every Titan's dick up his hole, gets the shit kicked out of him by gangster seventh graders in Muck, thinks he's a pimp. Dick Ohms.
All right.
So there you go. Hey, we've got a hell of a game here. Back there, Fudge. Anybody's
right,
game right now.
Right down the middle.
We've got an unbelievable shirt from Flag and Anthem on the line for whoever wins this. Will it be Brady Matthews or Adam Ferberg? Matthews, you're up. Here we go. Dick McNutt.
No.
It is actually. Dick McNutt is an assistant coach for Youngstown State.
That sounds about right.
Wait, he is?
He is.
He is alive with the name Dick McNutt?
He is, yeah. He's currently an assistant coach at Youngstown State.
At that point, just be Richard. You know what I mean? Like, you can only have one reference.
Well, he is. He's Richard Dick McNutt.
So, wait, so is his first name Richard and his actual legal middle name is Dick?
Well, no, it's always Dick in parentheses. Okay. Okay, like his nickname is Dick. So,
got it.
If you go to like his page, it's Richard McNutt.
Okay.
Like on the Youngstown State website.
I see. Okay, so these.
So even at Youngstown State, they're using the internet.
I would love if like people actually called him Richard Dick McNutt, and they actually did the quotes as they referred to him as Dick.
Excuse me, Coach Richard
Dick
McNutt. all right. So still 1-1. Adam Ferberg. This is a big one for you. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Dick Bumpus. Dick Bumpus.
That's a real name.
That is correct.
Yes!
Dick Bump. Like it's one S short of Dick.
Like Dick Buckus.
Dick Bumpus. That is actually an athlete. I got to bring him up here. Dick Bumpus is a former American football player. He played college football at the defensive tackle position for the University of Arkansas.
God, I'm just getting a lot of love tonight. A
lot of South. A lot of dicks from the South.
A lot of love.
A lot of dicks from the South.
Yep.
So yeah, I think he's still It looks like TCU Horned Frogs defensive coordinator Dick Bumpus retired.
Nice.
So he retired in 2015.
Enjoy
the rest of your life, Dick Bumpus. I'm sure it's been a hell of a ride. All right, so Adam Ferberg, you've got two. Brady Matthews, you've got one. This is a very important part of Factor Fudge right here.
You come back.
You need to get this one. If you get this one, the game continues. If not, the Factor Fudge champion, this episode brought to you by Flag and Anthem, goes to Adam Ferberg. Then the shirt. And the shirt from Flag and Anthem goes to Adam Ferberg. If you get this wrong.
He doesn't seem too excited about it.
I'm very excited.
No, I think he's pretty nervous about it, actually. All right, here we go. Dick Lint. Dick Lint.
No.
That is correct. Dick Lint is not a player.
Because that sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, it's not a player, but it is something I deal with a lot. So.
Right.
Well, yeah, so Dick Lint is when the tip of your penis has lint from your underwear on it, in using a sentence. Hey, let's fuck. Hold on, let me pick off. I think it says pick of.
Unless you're uncircumcised, maybe it's out.
Let me pick of the dick lint on my penis. So
got it.
46 likes. All right, so Adam Ferberg, here you go.
Right.
We've got two for Brady Matthews, two for Adam Ferberg. Ferberg, if you get this right, you win the game. If not, we go to sudden death.
Got it.
Here we go. Big time.
Big time.
Big time. Here we go. Dick Felt.
That's a real name.
No.
That is actually, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. I would have said no way.
Oh,
especially after Lint.
You know your dick names.
I know a lot of dicks.
I feel like it was just a hunch on a lot of these.
I know a lot of
your way
dicks,
around some dick.
I know my dicks.
Dick Felt, actually a 1977 Hall of Fame inductee at BYU. He had a long and successful football career beginning in high school as an all-state player during his senior year. After coming to BYU, he was named all-conference honorable mention in 54-55 for his excellent performance as a Cougar halfback. He actually went on to play for the Boston Patriots.
Nice.
That's before they were
back
New England
in the day
Patriots.
Before they were in New England. Yeah, Foxborough.
He played 7 years of professional football, 2 years with the New York Titans, and five with the Boston Patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, your champion here, the winner of Factor Fudge, brought to you by Flag and Anthem, is the one and only Adam Ferber.
Yeah.
Put it on. Let's see what it looks like.
Making up for all
put
of my...
That's pretty much Adam Ferberg's life story. Everybody looking at him saying, put it on, instead of take it off, put it on.
And also that of my client who was disrobing in front of police officers.
So go ahead, put that on. Make sure you take a picture of yourself tonight, and then tweet it out to the crew at Flag and Anthem.
Yeah.
And let them know that you won it here from the Daily Upper Decker for winning
like
Factor
a glove.
Fudge.
When that shirt,
it looks great. Honestly, like my great wife, shirt. My wife looked at me when I was trying these on, and she was like, if
this
I could have sex with you right
shirt.
Now, I would, she
Dude,
said. Yeah, it's great.
Let's take a photo
of this right here. We got Adam Ferberg, the champion. Hold on, one more. Oh, yeah, paparazzi style right there.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, you can check us out every single day, ladies and gentlemen, online, dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. And once again, make sure you head on over to dailyupperdecker.com. Your first purchase at Flag and Anthem's website.
This is awesome.
First purchase, 20% off.
This is a great
so that means
shirt.
If you buy something, let's
Thank
figure
you,
this
Andy.
Out. Let's figure this out, right? So let's say you buy something for $50. You get 20% off. How much are you getting off?
You are getting 10 bucks off.
Correct, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Adam Ferberg is a real champion here tonight. Brady Matthews, come on, buddy. Come on,
Thank
buddy.
You.
We'll get you going. We'll get
Good
you going.
Job.
Great to have Good you guys
job.
Back
Thank
up
you.
Here. Make
Thank
sure you check
you.
Out Brady Matthews on Twitter, at Brady Matthews 13, and Adam Ferberg as well, at Adam Ferberg. That is at AdamFeuerberg.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.